Well, this might be a first. It's the first I've ever heard of this. A 32-year-old Houston man files suit against a stripper.
Yeah, he says he loaned the dance.
All right, ready? Okay. You're just fucking. This is a 2.5-minute story of just.
Yeah.
It's gold. It's gold, Jerry.
Answer money. And he wants it back. But she says, hey, there's no such thing as stripper refunds.
Fox 26 is Randy Wallace is live tonight from the Southwest Side.
Randy Wallace!
Where the couple met. Randy.
Melinda, she goes by the stage name Naomi, and she says that about a year ago, she was dancing here at Treasures when she met a man named Robert Wallace. Now, the dancer and comedian says they were just...
Dancer and comedian? I bet she's a...
I bet she's a riot.
Oh, I bet she's hilarious on open mic night. Mike! Open mic! You don't come to Treasures and talk to a man like Mo Green like that.
Talk to a stripper like that.
Open mic!
You really do crack yourself up, don't
fuck
you?
It, I really am hysterical.
Friends, but to Robert Wallace, it was much more than that.
Yeah, it was.
I have had situations in the past where customers have followed me home. I've had to move twice, switching.
Fucking guys really are fucking creeps, man.
I don't understand the whole strip
anyway. I've never been to one.
I've been once and I didn't get it. I thought it was weird.
It's silly.
Why am I sitting around with a bunch of other dudes?
Right. It's just silly.
Just watching. This is really creepy.
Why not just circle jerk and.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I never.
Damn, switching jobs.
But having a customer sue her is a first for the statuesque dancer who calls
sue
herself...
everybody.
I'll sue everyone, god damn it. I get a crack in my ass. I'll sue everyone. Sue that stripper, god damn it.
Know me.
He was becoming a regular. And
a regular?
He did become...
Jesus.
A regular?
Which is,
no wonder you're a stripper.
I think she's a comic, unintentionally funny. That's what she is.
Friends, I really like him as a friend, and I still do.
We had a dating relationship, and on May 3rd.
This guy thought he had a dating relationship with a stripper.
Yeah.
Got it so far?
Okay.
This, now, I got a picture of this fucking chinless wonder. Look at this guy, and then look at the fucking girl.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
She's not having a relationship with that fucking Bob's Big Boy haircut looking motherfucker. She's not.
Oh, my God.
That's fucking no chin McGillicuddy is not having an active relationship with that piece of black ass.
What a fucking douchebag. Yeah, she's in love with you, buddy.
So, yeah. She acts like she's in love with you to get money, and he doesn't realize that that's where that relationship ends. It ends with you coming in your pants over at Treasures and fucking, duck walking home to change your pants and underwear. That's where that really, and this guy is convinced he's in a relationship with a fucking stripper.
We had broken up.
Robert Wallace says he loaned the dancer about $2,000 and he wants it back along with a laptop.
This feckless hump, I fucking hate this guy. He's an insult to masculinity.
He loaned her $2,000.
He loaned her two. No, he didn't. He gave her $2,000.
Dude, you are never seeing that.
You're never fucking seeing it. Can you load her $2,000? I hate this guy, his lack of a chin and his striped shirt. Oh.
What a douchebag.
Yeah, I fucking hate this guy. Oh, you know, I'm seeing a stripper, guys. I'm dating a stripper.
Yeah, hey, I got a new girlfriend. Yeah, she strips down at Treasures.
Treasures. Yeah.
You know, it doesn't work, but it actually kind of does.
It does.
You know?
Yeah. Treasures!
Yeah,
that's absolutely hysterical.
That's
you ever
so
see that
funny.
Episode of South Park where they all go down to Raisins?
Yes.
And fucking Butters falls in love with the waitress because she flirts with him?
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what this is.
Yeah.
because they're supposed to flirt with you.
They're trying to work a tip.
They're trying to get money
out
of you.
How they make their money.
You fucking chinless.
You fucking dolt.
I want to interview this guy more than I want to take my next breath. What the fuck was he thinking?
I wonder if he proposed yet. Get, you imagine down on one knee at the strip club? Just as... And she's twerking on stage.
Yeah, she's fucking doing the nay-nay and twerking. Like, what are you doing?
Baby, you've been in my life now for 6 weeks.
Huh? She can't hear him over the fucking club music? You better get up. Your pants are going to get dirty. What?
Baby, I love you. And I want to be with you forever.
Bitch, I hope you got some money to turn this little vacation to bitch. Bitch.
I hope you got the monies.
The monies. I hope you got
the
monies.
Little vacation you've been taking.
Oh, baby, I love you. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Jesus.
It's a nigga in a purple suit.
Jesus Christ. That first season of the Boondocks, by the way, is fucking terrific. And the season that's on right now is pretty funny, too.
Who are you?
My name is a pimp named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now hold up, Slickback.
Now hold up,
no,
Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Crystal.
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
Crystal.
Nomi, who is this man?
And some DVDs.
I don't believe in loans because I don't want to pay anybody back.
At least she just comes right out and tells you.
Good luck, sister, because that...
No, this is no loan, honey. This is a gift.
Oh, no. That fucking...
I don't believe in loans.
I don't believe in... Strippers don't believe in loans, man. I pay for everything in cash, motherfucker.
Is there like strippers bank and trust?
I want to see the strippers.
Do they have their own fucking credit union?
Yeah. Oh. Just fucking smells like Astroglide and failure. Oh, my God. I want to walk into the strippers bank and trust. Ooh. It's like strippers.
You'd have to give it a, first strippers bank and trust, make it sound kind of classy.
Yeah. Cum Leakers Union, 412.
Jizz Moppers.
Jizz Moppers Union.
Stubborn she can be. So after a week of waiting for her to return my things, I decided to file a suit to get myself back.
Since the word loan doesn't seem to be...
What a fucking douche. I'll show that stripper.
I'll show that fucking...
I'll sue her.
Yeah. she got the papers and was like... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? I don't believe in loans, and I don't believe in subpoenas either.
You know what he's not getting back? His $2,000, his DVDs, and his fucking Harry Potter books.
Or his dignity.
This fucking dullard. I hope this...
I don't believe in loans.
I don't believe in loans. I bet not, honey, because you're still young and you still got it together. First of all, you look like the tranny in Orange is the New Black. That's your first problem. Holy shit.
In Nomi's vocabulary, and Robert says the cash and other items were not gifts, it looks like an out-of-court settlement is out of the question.
I'm giving him gifts, too. You know, I mean, how do...
Okay. Yeah, I bet you have.
Let's just...
You fucking took that little fucking half-hard cock in your stupid mouth, maybe? floss your teeth with it?
I get my booty and boobs back.
Still, both sides say they've learned a lesson. Robert said,
oh, this guy learned a lesson, did he? He learned a lesson?
And what have we learned today on TGO Radio, kids? See, we do try to educate you.
I hate this chinless fuck and everything he stands for.
Don't date strippers.
I hate that his dad didn't pull out. I hate everything about this guy. I just fucking hate him. This naive twat. I fucking hate him. Dude, she likes me. I think our waitress likes me. Yeah. She doesn't.
I hate that. I've been with a group of fucking assholes like that. Oh, the waitress likes me. Yeah, she likes you because you're fucking spending money, stupid.
She's trying to get that tip, man.
Fucking idiots.
He learned a lesson. You want to hear the lesson? I can't wait to hear it, frankly.
My booty and boobs back.
My booty and boobs back.
Shut up, tranny.
Still, both sides say they've learned a lesson.
Maybe she's got a cock. Maybe that's what his thing is.
Roberts.
She likes to be pegged by hookers. She likes to be fucking. She's got an uncut cock, and they dock together.
Ooh.
This fucking fruit.
Says he's not dating any more strippers.
You weren't dating that one!
Dude.
She used you, you fucking asshole! You're the first guy she played for money in Harry Potter shit? You're the first guy she fucking took advantage of? She's probably been doing it.
I'm off the strippers, man. I'm off the strippers, dude.
Dude, I am so done with strippers.
I am so done.
Are you?
With the strippers. I am so done dating strippers.
She's probably been working guys since she was 15 years old.
No, you think so?
Jesus.
White, fat guys. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez. You know how it started?
You have a cigarette?
That's how it started. Then she went.
My guys will give me stuff because my body is.
You got $2,000?
I gave a stripper $2,000 for what?
There's our next t-shirt.
Coke.
I gave the stripper $2,000 and all I got was a lousy blowjob.
I hope she at least drained his ball bag a few times. I hope.
What an ass.
I fucking hate this guy.
Oh, yeah, he's very...
I kind of did kind of see it possibly ending this way.
And Nomi says there's no such thing as refunds, exchanges, or rain checks when strippers are involved.
You know what? Can I tell you something?
I'll take a rain check, honey. You get that thing cleaned up. I'll take a rain check.
I hate that. I can't believe I'm saying this. This fucking... stripper is the voice of reason in this story.
At least she's being honest.
Yeah.
There's no fucking stripper refunds, baby.
What? What do you mean there's no stripper?
A refund?
In a strip club. I've even had people come up in there asking, oh, can he get a dance mail, pay me back next week? We ain't got no layaway plans either.
I gotta tell you.
No Christmas club?
I hope this girl is selling pussy. Because she fucking knows exactly what she's doing. She's great.
How would you like to be that douchebag?
I fucking love this girl.
That douchebag in the strip club. Yeah, I'd like to get a lap dance. Can I pay you next week?
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday
for a lap dance
today.
What?
Nobody's
going to get
that.
Now, there's no court date yet, but it looks like it will ultimately...
That will get laughed. That's not going to court. Come on, stop already
fucking
with that.
Fucking judge will be looking over the dossier on it. He'll look at her. He'll fucking bust a gut and fucking throw him out.
Just get the fuck out.
Is this guy married?
No. Nah. Dude, no way.
Be up to a judge who decides who's right in this one, the dancer or the customer. Reporting live from Southwest Houston, Randy Wallace, Fox 26 News.
Oh, I fucking hate this dummy.
TGO Radio presents Out of Context Audio.
It's like, look, I want some dick that I can fucking manipulate the entire situation from start to finish. And it's a young cock that's not going to bend when I grab it. That's what I want.
This has been Out of Context Audio on TGO Radio.
All funeral plans are set for a veteran firefighter who was hit by a train and killed while searching for a missing woman.
Edwin, Jeff, both of us love people hit by train stories.
Why?
This guy, Jeff, fucking loves these.
Wetzel of Youngwood leaves behind a wife and four sons.
Pittsburgh's Action News 4 reporter Ashley Hardway.
No, don't let him fucking pull you in. No, this dummy, don't let him fucking pull you in.
But how support is now pouring in from all over the country.
The state fire commissioner is in Youngwood to help the department plan the final arrangements for firefighter Lance Wetzel. In fact, the fire chief tells me he is expecting more than 100 apparatuses. The trucks at the Youngwood Volunteer Fire Department are getting cleaned. The flag is at half.
Settle down. They clean those fucking things all the time.
That's all
just
they
relax.
Do.
Yeah, just fucking settle down.
So they can milk out there 8 hours a day.
As the group started searching for the missing one, they don't tell you this in this story. That's why I'm telling you it here. Because this, if they said it here, they make him sound like the fucking dummy he was.
So, okay, they're searching for a missing woman?
Right.
Okay.
As the group started searching, close to 5:45, Wetzel stepped in front of a train and was hit by the front of the engine. Good. Dummy?
Was she lost on the tracks? Why? Did Snidely Whiplash tie her up and have her lashed to each fucking rail?
Filed again. No, but look.
I'll save you now.
5:45 p.m., not midnight, not 3 a.m., when it's dark. The only time you could conceivably...
How the fuck could you miss a train
not
coming?
Not see a train coming at you. This dummy...
You ever see the lights on the front of those things? You couldn't miss it at midnight either.
Stepped on the tracks at 5:45 p.m. And his fucking stupid ass was smeared across those tracks.
Good.
Good, dummy!
What the fuck?
Dope.
Hey, I think I see her on the front of that train. I'll check.
She's hanging on to the cow catcher.
The cow catcher?
Yes.
Yes.
Staff, there's a black wreath between the garage bays. All honor fallen firefighter Lance Wetzel.
Lance Wetzel was a fucking dope.
Certainly left his mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On the front of the train. On the tracks.
All fucking over that
train.
Oh,
he sure left his fucking mark.
What's his name? Mark Wetspot?
Lance Wetzel.
Oh.
Lance, the goddamn phone's ringing!
Fuck you, Lance, answer!
Fuck you, Lance!
Lance, goddamn phone is...
Lance, the goddamn phone is ringing!
I know it is.
I know.
That's what I'm going to tell this asshole right now. That's what
those
I'm going to tell this
fucking
asshole.
People never call me this time of night. That's what I'm going to tell this asshole right
Hello.
Now.
Hello.
He's eating a box of Fruit Brute.
Fruit Brute.
That's what he's eating.
Yes. Fuck you, Lance, answer.
Fuck you, Lance, answer. That's what I'm going to tell this
I'm
asshole.
A fucking grease spot.
The response has been overwhelming.
Wetzel was killed Saturday while searching for a missing woman along the train tracks in North Versailles. His death was ruled an accident, and since he was in the line of duty, he will
do your duty.
Will receive a full firefighter funeral at Westmoreland County.
His death was ruled a gift because he was too dumb to live.
Community College. His family appreciates that.
I think they're proud and happy that he's going to be honored with, you know, the firemen.
They're proud and happy that this dunderhead's out of their life.
God, four kids. Jesus. I bet they're all very bright, too.
Dunn told me yesterday this was his life. The fire hall was his life.
Fucking dunderhead.
Wenzel gave 35 years to firefighting.
This guy's probably been banging the fucking school secretary and fucking getting blowjobs out behind the fucking fire station. Probably a terrible fucking, terrible human being.
He's a fucking, you know? Hitler enthusiast.
Probably just a fucking, but everybody loves him because he was fucking hit. Yeah. Hit by a train while at 5:45 in the afternoon while searching for somebody.
The fire hall was his life.
Wenzel gave 35 years to firefighting.
And apparently never gave an hour to a fucking eye doctor. What a dope. Just dummy. God damn.
The men in his family also served alongside him here in Youngwood. His family here is now preparing to send him off with honor, and the nation will thank him, too.
I had a call from Santa Monica.
Settle down.
Hang on.
He was a volunteer fireman. Settle down.
Hang on.
What am I? I'm hanging, man.
Let's see.
Fucking heads. Oh, I fucking hate them.
I've had it with ads.
Oh, yeah. They just fucking stink.
I was just ranting and raving about ads on the show a few weeks ago. I just stopped already with the fucking...
Yeah.
Oh. Take the last train of Jeez. No, you won't. Because I've made your reservation.
Don't be slow. No.
That's a guy that wants some pussy, man. Get on that train and bring that fucking snatch to me.
Oh. California, Rhode Island, places in Canada. The response is almost unbelievable.
The first viewing is tonight from 7 to 9 at the Holly Funeral Home here in Youngwood. However, that service is
viewing
for family.
Come on. You can view what's left, maybe.
For schmear.
Yes. The viewing of the first slide of the remains.
Yeah.
Viewing of the first soup can full of remains will be at fucking 6 p.m.
Old soup ladle Wetzel.
Oh, yeah.
Old soup bowl.
Last goddamn train's coming! No, that's what I'm going to tell this asshole. So they step out in front of the fucking train. Jesus.
Okay. And friends. The viewings tomorrow from 2 to 4 and 7 to 9 are open to the public.
The quote, unquote, the viewing.
Yeah. And the department is requesting any firefighters in the area come to tomorrow night.
Hose off the fucking train.
The funeral will be Thursday morning at 11 at Westmoreland County Community College. Ashley Hardway, Pittsburgh's Action News 4.
Meantime, the search continues tonight for that missing woman, 56-year-old Ruth Ann Mullenix of Wilmerdale.
No.
She has not been seen since last Monday.
She's dead. I don't know how to break it to you. She's fucking dead.
She's dead.
Most missing people are fucking dead. Search continues for a Lindbergh baby. No.
Nope.
Nope. Nope. You might as well stop looking and wait for a wolf to find him.
Find them square heads.
Orphan square head.
Take the last train to Clarksville, Whitey.
TGO Radio presents Out of Context Audio.
I'm not trying to have a lifestyle. I'm just trying to come on your face.
This has been Out of Context Audio on TGO Radio.
I don't know who's causing me more difficulty in my life right now, old people or foreigners who can't speak the fucking language. Mm-hmm. I do not know, but I know I got a phone call at my job the other night
from
a foreigner stuck in an elevator who couldn't fucking tell me where he was, couldn't tell me the name of the building he was in. Couldn't tell me the fucking address he was at. Could give me his first name and a cell phone number. That's all. And everything else, he didn't know enough fucking English to understand my question.
Oh, my God.
That's all I know. And I tried. I tried to find a way. I'm talking to this guy. I'm trying.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Say what again? Say huh again. Say huh one more goddamn time. But then old people, too, and I understand when you're old, everything feels like it's coming at you 1,000 miles an hour because you're not familiar with it. But if you don't understand the credit card machine at the fucking grocery store, get the fuck out of my way or let the chick at the register help
you. Yeah, they'll fucking help you.
They'll help you.
They'll help you. Just ask.
But if you're fucking, if you're mystified by the phrase credit or debit, I don't want you in fucking line anywhere ahead of me. Get the fuck out of the way. And I know I'm 41, and I know 20 years from now, it's 25 years from now, it's going to be me. I know it's going to be me.
Oh,
but right now, I want to punch that guy in the fucking head. I want to donkey punch this dummy and get him out of my way.
You are going to be a cantankerous, old, impossible to deal with motherfucker. I can see that.
What do you mean, gonna be?
Well, that's true.
This is going to be me at 60. Why don't you speak English?
Your mouth doesn't have much of a filter as it is today.
I can't imagine what it's going to be like
in another 18 years.
I don't
19,
know.
19, excuse me.
I don't know how I haven't been fired from every job I've ever had, A, and B, gotten my fucking balls
fucking
beaten off me on a
radio.
I don't know. On a regular basis, I don't know how that doesn't happen to me. I don't know how I don't get my ass beat once a month. Because I'm, or get my food fucked with, or any one of a variety of things. Because I was in line, I pulled into a Burger King to get 2 sausage croissants on the way to work a week or so ago. There's no one inside. I'm the only one in the vicinity. And the woman goes, okay, can I have your first name to complete the order? I said, I'm right here. You don't need that. I'm right here.
Are you serious?
I did. I said, you don't need that. I'm right here. I'm the only car in the fucking area within a mile of you.
Oh, you were in the drive-thru?
Yes.
Or else? Oh, I thought you were inside.
But there was no one inside either. I'm the only one within a fucking mile of this place interested in Burger King at that time of morning on this day. Can I have your name to complete the order? No.
No. What do you need my name
you
for?
You don't fucking need that. Do you need it to close the register out to fucking finish my transaction?
Then my
I'm the only one here.
My name is Bill.
How in the world, when I opened up that first sausage croissant, was it not already smeared down someone's ass crack before I ate it? I don't know how I didn't get whatever fucking disease comes with being exposed to someone else's fecal material. I don't know how I didn't fucking get it. Jesus. You don't need my name. Give me my fucking order and let me get to work.
What the fuck do they need your name for?
I don't know, but they're not the only one doing it. The one out by me does it too.
I hate that when I go up somewhere to pay for something. Can I get your phone number? The fuck do you need my phone number for?
No, you don't need my phone number.
I have this item. I have this money or this card.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you these. You're going to run the card. You're going to take the money. You're going to give me my change. You're going to give me my receipt. And I'm going to walk the fuck out of here. That's how a business transaction happens. You don't need my fucking name.
No, you don't need my phone number.
You don't need my address, my zip code, none of it.
And look.
And if you do, to finish it, then I'm going somewhere else.
And look, I understand the woman working the drive-thru.
It's not her phone. It's not her policy.
At 7 a.m., I understand she's not the one that got up one day and went, you know what we need?
Yeah.
Someone's first name.
Yeah.
You don't need anyone's. If there's a restaurant full of people, take a name.
Yeah,
so
then
you can go, Brian, your order is ready. Brian can walk up and take the order. But if I'm the only one surrounding the restaurant willing to give you money, get the fuck out of my life and give me my 3 sausage croissants.
I thought it was 2. You fat, disgusting pig.
It was two one time and three the next, and I forget which time it was.
She probably had the same fucking reaction as you did when they told her she had to start doing that.
You know, she went, oh,
Jesus Christ.
But you don't need it for the drive-thru.
No.
Because it's a one-lane drive-thru. Yeah. You don't need it. But I don't know how I don't have my food fucked with more or have my head caved in at least once a month. I don't know how. But I said to the woman, you don't fucking need that. I think those are my exact words.
Have you had your food fucked up at the McDonald's, you know, with the double drive-thru thing they got now? Where they got, they got two lanes going funneled back down into one.
And no, and you know why I haven't? Because I don't give those dummies a chance to fucking get it wrong. You don't fuck up a McNugget. I don't do special orders where I know they have fucking retards working. I've had so much shit go wrong at fucking McDonald's over the years. If I go there and I don't much anymore.
Yeah, God, remember when we were kids, that one fucking birthday party we had there with that weird clown? Oh, never mind.
Is that real?
No.
Okay, because I suddenly had a memory of one. And that's how, and that is how you get a three-year-old to tell the police he was molested by someone. That's exactly how it happened. Hi, can I have two sausage croissants, please? Sausage, egg, and cheese? Did I say sausage, egg, and cheese? I said two sausage croissants.
I swear to God, I'm going to stop there in the morning on the way to work and go, hi, this is Brian. And I would like two sausage croissants.
My name. I don't know. Make one up. I don't care.
Hi, my name is Brian. I have three cats, and the names are blah, blah, and blah. My son is blah. I have my father, blah.
My social security number
is blah, 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 blah.
Here's my blood type. Can I fucking order now, please? Without you harassing
me?
Do
you have enough information to take my fucking order for two sausage croissants? Not with egg and cheese, just sausage on a croissant, please.
TGO Radio presents Out of Context Audio.
I'd like to fuck a whore doggy style while eating chicken McNuggets off of her ass.
This has been Out of Context Audio on TGO Radio.
Oh, boy. This is just,
New at 10:30 tonight, an Oregon woman. Been rescued from her own home.
She weighs 900 pounds and she hasn't been outside for years.
Of course she hasn't been outside for years.
How much?
900 pounds, Jeff.
Jesus Christ.
900 pounds. She hasn't left her house in years. Because she weighs 900 pounds.
Yeah, her fucking ass and her back hasn't seen the light of day either. Oh, you measure. Oh, God.
Jeff, when I said. When I heard this story last night, I imagined a lot of things.
I'm sure you did.
As Fox 12's Sophie Sung shows us tonight.
Sophie Sung. Some really thin, cute Asian girl.
It's all changed.
Trisha Takanar.
Tom, I'm outside the park, Barrington, because they don't allow Asians inside.
Yeah, this is the first time Sharon Hall Dotson has been out of her bedroom.
Don't get cheap on me, Dotson.
Boo.
Dotson. We got Dotson here. She's as big as a Dotson. I want to fucking Photoshop a picture of this fat cow, this fucking monster chasing the Jeep through the woods of Jurassic Park.
What's her fucking name?
Oh, God. Who cares? Hang on. Oh, hang on. I'll find it.
Not that I...
Sharon Hall hyphen Dodson. D-O-D-S-O-N.
Sharon Hall what? Dotson?
Dodson. D-O-D-S-O-N.
Oh, Dodson.
Don't get cheap on me, Dodson.
You shouldn't use my name.
You know what
I did a test run on this thing. It took me 20 minutes. I thought it could maybe push to 18. But you got to give me this. Let's give me the 15 minutes.
Nice hat. Nice hat. Don't get cheap on me, Dotson.
Got it.
I know, right?
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit of that remix goes a long way.
Got it. Yep. I'm speaking for the rest of the other two people listening that have had it.
By the way, speaking of We Got It, Netflix. I know Orange is the New Black has new episodes.
Hey, did you know Orange is the New Black has new episodes?
Quit beat me over the fucking head with it. I know already. Emails, messages on my tablet, the app, fucking every website I go to has got an ad. We got it already. Enough. It wasn't that good. Relax.
I've never seen it.
It was okay.
Yeah, whatever.
13 episodes, 10 character, intense character development. First 10 episodes. Last 3 episodes, worth watching.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. But enough already with beating me over the head with this show. Holy shit.
Out of her bedroom in 2 years, and it's all thanks to a big...
How much do you think she weighed the first day she didn't go out of her bedroom? How much do you think she weighed? They don't say, but how much would you guess? I'm saying 700.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, yeah, right? 700. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, she couldn't wash her ass. So that's how many years? I got trouble washing my ass. I'm 220 pounds. I'm fat. Okay? This fucking monster.
Community effort.
She ought to be floating in Loch Ness, this woman. That's my point.
Sharon weighs nearly 1,000 pounds and wants to work on improving her health.
Yeah.
But she hasn't... Doing what? That ship sailed 500 pounds ago, you fucking monstrosity.
500.
You know, I tipped the scale at 400 pounds today. Maybe I
don't... You'd think when you got to four. You know, three you think, but when you got to four, when you go, you know what? It's time to eat a salad.
Maybe I gotta
go for a walk while my legs still work. Go for a walk. Get her down to 350. Maybe
350.
Get her down to 350. And just go for when you get to four, you know, four. Come on, man. That's four. That's two people. That's two males. That's 2 6-foot males. All right? That's two, honey. You've eaten two fucking people. All right? Have a salad. Go for a walk. You let it get to 900.
400 pounds should be an important emotional tipping point. You know,
you see 400 on the scale. You know what? You see 375 coming. You know, you're like, am I gonna get there? Maybe I should start walking a bit. But okay, so you get to four. Look. People.
But you get to four just to see if you can get there. You know, then you're like, all right, I did it. All right, I did it. Now what? Maybe we should work backwards now.
Quit fucking eating McDonald's. Quit eating donuts. Quit eating bags of fucking sugar. Doctor says, you eat any more baby, they're going to have to take your foot.
Yeah. I think 400 pounds.
God, why?
Should be an important emotional tipping point. Like, when you see that, I know when I hit 200, I went, oh, man.
Well, and obviously you're at 220, so it didn't work.
I'm never going to be 300.
400. Here we come.
I'm never going to be 300. I'm never going to be 250. Never. She's 900 pounds. And I don't want to hear she has a gland problem.
No, she's got a fucking putting food in her mouth problem.
She just eats with a shovel.
And is eating all the wrong shit.
Someone wash my shovel.
Oh.
She hasn't left her house She hasn't left her bedroom in 2 years.
Imagine what it smells like. Can you imagine what it fucking smells like?
You know how they got her out? They
no,
cut,
I don't.
They cut a hole in her house.
Well, yeah, they'd have to.
To fucking wheel her out?
Yeah.
You imagine the smell that came out when they cut that section of wall out?
It's like opening up Al Capone's vault. Oh.
Except not as clean.
God. Oh.
Man.
Oh.
Man,
how did she go to the bathroom?
She fucking.
Oh. It's probably all still trapped down there, lost. Lost in the folds. They'll fucking go to move her, and they'll hear this sploosh like some pregnant woman's water breaking. Oh,
fucking
gross.
Mash your palm against the numbers for your
to request a special dialing wand. Mash your palm against the keypad repeatedly. Let me ask you this. Maybe here's the reason. Does your disability fucking increase depending on, you know, how fucking fat you are?
Disability.
Well, I'm sure she's collecting money from us. I mean, the government. I mean, the money they take from us.
Yeah.
900 pounds.
900.
Not, dude, that's half a fucking ton. That's a lot of woman to love, baby. Ooh. Could you fucking do it?
No.
Yeah, you could. Come on.
No. Oof. I couldn't jerk off in the same house with someone that heavy.
I don't know that I'll be able to jerk off in the next 2 days after this
story. You know what?
God.
You got a point. So they fucking open up a hole in the side of this monster's house. And they have these.
And somebody yells, some dude, release the Kraken!
So they wheel this fucking dinosaur out of her house.
No, because there ain't a fucking truck suspension alive that can handle that.
I'm telling you, I saw a video of it this morning. They had these fucking. They had to put her bed on some fucking industrial whatever and rolled her down these fucking big steel ramps.
Jesus.
And then they rolled her up a different set of ramps into her front room. All of this effort was to get her into her front room so she could begin the process of getting of getting healthier.
She's probably sitting there doing finger lifts to start. Less
this
effort.
Fucking
just
pig.
One, this one, that one, this one.
Been able to do that while stuck in her bedroom. So for the last six.
Couldn't get through the fucking door.
6 months, healthcare.
I gotta butter her hips just to get it through the fucking door. I got fudge. Hershey's chocolate kisses. We're talking Haagen-Dazs, babe. How about it?
Stuck in her bedroom. So for the last 6 months, healthcare workers have been crafting a plan to move her to her living room. To make that happen, Cruz had to...
First of all, quit acting like it's the A-bomb. You're moving a fatso. Relax.
You're moving a fat tub of guts.
You're not trying to end the war. Just take it easy, okay?
Remove a big chunk of her bedroom wall today.
They're moving a big chunk.
She'll work on losing weight with proper equipment instead of being moved to an expensive, skilled nurse...
Skilled nursing facility? No.
Nursing facility.
That's all on you and
the crews and everybody.
No. Oh, and here she is talking. Here's the fucking.
It can talk?
Here's the. I love it. It can talk.
I thank you very much for the help.
They fucking just.
Can I have a donut now?
They just keep shoveling krill into her face. Because she's a whale, get it?
Let the baleen filter it through.
Yeah. Black, lifeless eyes, like a doll's eyes. When a 900-pound woman comes at you.
Sharon says she has a new lease on life. Several state agencies chipped in to make it all happen.
No, you don't.
She's got a new lease on life.
Jesus Christ, you're going to start doing some exercising and drop dead of a fucking heart attack.
She's not.
Your heart's probably about the size of a fucking grape by now.
Can you imagine?
Jesus.
Her fucking arteries. Oh.
Sharon now says she'll work on losing weight with proper equipment instead of being moved to an expensive, skilled nursing facility.
The crews and everybody have been so wonderful, and it's made it.
So
someone get my oxygen.
I wash myself with a rag on a stick.
A lot easier.
Sharon
Honey,
says she has
gonna
a
be
new
easy.
Week.
No, you're dead. No, she's
no,
dead.
She's dead.
Peace on life. Several state agencies chipped in to make it all happen, including contractors and even firefighters volunteering their time. A Eugene health plan coordinator says it will help to have her work on getting healthy in
what?
A safe and comfortable living environment. Sharon will soon start physical therapy, and she said,
"You gonna move her to the walrus pen at the zoo?" Problem solved.
Oh, gee, throw
her,
Tennessee.
Throw her a fucking bucket of herring and be done with it. Ah, come on, Chumley.
Hey, Chumley. Suck my dick, Chumley.
Oh, gee,
Tennessee.
I fucking love your Chumley. Look at that fence they brought in, Tennessee.
Gee, Tennis.
She sure is a fat piece of shit, Chumley.
Oh, shit.
So far, I've dodged the smell. I missed it by that much.
Same guy, get it?
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know you did cartoons, old-timey guy.
Old-timey guy, just sound like Don Adams, doesn't he?
Oh, that's right, that was Don Adams that Tennessee.
Wasn't it?
The Get Smart guy, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes. Yes, Chumley.
Do you have 900-pound maidens back in your day, old-timey guy? How'd you get them in the rumble seat? Did they...
I'm waiting, stupid.
Never mind. I'm in the wrong decade.
There wasn't enough food to put on that much weight back in the old days.
Yeah, rationing and all that shit?
No, you had carrot soup. You let carrot sit in some water, and then you took the carrot out. That was your soup. We were poor, get it? There was a depression. It was a long time ago.
Yeah?
If you were 900 pounds back in the old days, we would kill you, cut you to pieces, and eat you.
Okay.
That kind of went nowhere, didn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, what are you going to do?
They're not all winners, all right? Go fuck yourself. They're not all winners.
Jesus Christ, if she did the Charleston, she'd take out half the fucking dance hall.
Charleston.
You ever see a stage collapse?
Only in Indianapolis. Only at a Sugarland concert. Only in a windstorm, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here all night.
Where are you? Under my feet.
Under the boardwalk.
Literally.
Without my limbs.
That was so unexpected and amazing. Oh, man. Old timey guy didn't have it tonight, and Jeff jumped right in, man.
Quality jump in from Jeff Durant.
Wow. Well, you remembered your name.
Yeah.
Wow. Neat.
Fuck you. Fuck you and the fat girl you wallered in on.
It's just one less thing I have to edit out.
TGO Radio presents Out of Context Audio.
What you need is your real cock and a real ass, and you'll feel better.
This has been Out of Context Audio on TGO Radio.
bars in hot water after...
Local bars in hot water!
...put up an insensitive joke on its marquee involving sick kids from St. Jude. First told you about the...
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all right. Good. Good.
This on the rant last night.
Now, employees of the Blind Tiger are apologizing.
First of all, the bus stop. The Blind Tiger. Stop already.
But that may not be enough tonight for one Valley father whose young...
God, like, oh my God.
...daughter is battling cancer. Fox 5's Doug Johnson, live at the Blind Tiger. Ooh. Take
us to your sunset. Pa-pa-da-pa-pa!
These fucking news, local newscasts are getting out of hand.
Wow.
...is battling cancer. Fox 5's Doug Johnson, live at the Blind Tiger on Pecos near Sunset with the story.
Wow. Ba-ba-da-ba!
Fucking Doug Johnson must be the man to get an introduction like that.
Yeah, well, John and Olivia, that joke we're talking about has actually since been taken down off of their marquee. You can see what they've written up here. They say they've fired the sign guy. Not sure that's entirely true.
The Blind Tiger sounds like it rules.
They fired the sign guy or they quit serving him drinks for lunch.
This is from Vegas, by the way.
What was the joke?
We're being told that the person responsible might actually be the co-owner of the bar. Meanwhile, someone did take a picture of the original joke and place it on Facebook, and that had one father of a sick 3-year-old girl making a drive down here.
Not about you, asshole. I hate to have to fucking be the one to tell this father of a sick child. It's not about you. Not about your sick fucking kid. First of all, I don't understand the mentality of any adult that ever takes offense at a joke, ever. Even if they don't think it's funny, I don't understand that mentality. I don't get it.
People just like to take shit personally.
And don't eat there. All right.
Boy, he drove
place
quick.
The view of the busy traffic on Pecos. For a time after the Super Bowl, Blind Tiger sign read, Broncos couldn't beat the sick kids at St. Jude.
I'm sorry, dude. You took that way too personally.
That's funny.
Oh my God, I get all the sympathy in the world for sick kids, but Jesus,
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, look, that's yeah.
Let's and make you know that, what? I'm sorry. It's true.
Let's make that point clear here. We're not shitting on sick kids.
No.
And we're never going to shit on sick kids. But this guy, that's fucking funny.
Denver Broncos.
And
you know goddamn well he was watching that fucking game. And that game got over. Ah, fuck it. I'm going to change the sign. And everybody else, yeah, all right. Whatever.
All right, boss. Go change the fucking sign again. Gotta be something funny.
So dad gets in the car and barrels down there to give somebody a piece of his mind.
Apparently, if what I read earlier is correct, this guy saw it on the Facebook.
Oh.
And became enraged.
Of course he did.
And drove down to give them a piece of his mind.
Please tell me it was because he was a Broncos fan.
No, it's because his...
God damn, that's funny.
It is funny. And this guy is just a... I bet he's just a really liberal, really sensitive beta male.
I'm sure.
Disgusting. I just got in the car and came right down here.
Did you? Did you get in the car and come right down there, you sensitive fucking Nancy boy? That's a classic situation of something not your fucking concern, making it about you. It's not about you or your kid, dummy.
Okay, so what do you do when you get down there? What do you do?
What do you do with the food?
Blind Tiger sign read, Broncos couldn't beat the sick kids at St. Jude's.
Now listen, in defense of the Blind Tiger, the sick kids at St. Jude's defense is stifling.
It was disgusting. I just got in the car and came right down here.
I'm sorry, he's the only one I can think of, but all I can hear is Ray Lewis out there calling an audible. Sick kid, sick kid!
Omaha, sick kid!
Sick kid, sick kid!
Omaha! Omaha, sick kids! Cancer kids! Bald head kids!
And And then when the ball is snapped, the defense just lays down.
Coughs. Rolls into the fetal position. Wow. Look, you laugh all you want, but I heard that those sick kids can ball, okay? That they're badass. That's what I heard.
Jesse Moore saw a picture of the marquee on Facebook.
Yeah.
His 3-year-old daughter, Jillian, battling stage 4 neuroblastoma cancer.
All right. I get it. There's no stage 5, but it's not about you, dude. Okay? I guarantee it's not about you.
The topic is no laughing matter.
I can't even describe the...
I don't know. We've been doing okay with it, frankly.
The anger.
It's gotten us 10 minutes alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Of not only me, but of all the families.
So that's it. So he's got to take it on for everybody.
White knight faggot. Why don't you go home and go sit with your sick kid
instead
of driving down to some restaurant bar?
Just go back to your computer, type out a fucking nice, 100-word rant in response to that and be done with it.
Doesn't anyone write a complaint letter anymore?
Dear Mr. President,
there are too many states these days. Jesus, just quit trying to make it about you, dude. It's not about you.
So you go down there. What are you going to do?
My Tiger, the sign had changed.
Oh.
But he went inside anyway.
Of course.
I just wanted to let you know that my daughter
had. He just sounds like a mealy-mouthed fruit. This guy's name is Nancy. I don't know what his name is, but I'm calling him Nancy.
That's neuroblastoma cancer.
That's terrible.
He's got a 50-50 shot of killing her. And.
Well, that's 50-50. That's.
It's better odds than the Broncos had.
Better than Christopher Hitchens had. All right. Look.
What was on that sign?
Oh, you're just a fucking.
Soulless.
It's soulless. You've got no soul.
I went down there and he's just a soft voiced beta male. I've had it
with
these
people.
His
wife probably made him do that.
I want you to march down there right now.
You go down there right now, mister, and you give them a piece of my mind. I mean, a piece of your mind.
If he had a piece of his own mind, he wouldn't have fucking driven
exactly.
down there.
Exactly.
Fruit.
You give those people a piece of my mind.
This dude, Nancy, pisses me off.
His bartender that day was Sarah Pranky.
My heart goes out to his family
Pranky?
And all the other ones. We apologize. It just wasn't meant to
don't
be.
Apologize.
Yeah, here, have a free beer. Hey, the beer's on the house.
Jesus Christ. Stop apologizing. Just because that guy has no sense of humor. Don't apologize.
That mean. Or...
Please tell me that this bar is now coming up with the sick kid cocktail.
It's just yellow.
It's just yellow and just kind of lays there.
Good for nothing cocktail, they call it.
Wow.
Hurtful towards these children or their families.
Yeah. Frankie says the bar's co-owner is responsible for making the joke, but she admits it crossed the line.
And it was in bad taste and we took it down.
And also, frankly, the guys who own this bar are pussies because they had some bartender do their talking for them.
Yeah, no shit.
So, frankly, losing respect for these dummies as well. That's like pushing a chick out in front of you to take the bullet, you know.
Do what you want to the girl, but leave me alone.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. That's what it was. You fucking just stop it already with your nonsense and falderall.
And what?
Falderall, you heard me.
The fuck is that? You making shit up now?
Huh? No.
Huh?
You know I don't make shit up. Yes, falderall and silliness.
Yeah?
I used to own underwear called falderall. They were long johns. What? What's happening with the show?
Foot photo going viral. The bar's phone has been ringing off the hook. And the hateful comment.
Good. I want to fly and eat there. I want to fly to Vegas and eat there. The Blind Tiger rules.
Keep coming.
What now?
It's the best advertisement they could have given
themselves.
Kidding
me? I want to fly from Indiana to Vegas to eat there.
unfair, according to Pranky, since the bar has actually helped raise thousands of dollars for St. Jude's over the past few years.
May will be our third annual
bike. Broncos couldn't beat those money-sucking kids at St. Jude's. Those lousy, lazy, money-hungry kids at St. Jude's.
This is a bit we're going to call the Blind Tigers Sign First Draft.
With the donations all going to St. Jude's.
While Moore understands Pranky and other employees are not responsible, he'd like that co-owner who is to personally donate more to St. Jude's.
No, shut
and
up!
Spend some time there.
Let him take a
That'll
walk.
That'll make me feel all better, and my daughter will heal if you give more money.
It's all about money for these fucking people.
Yep.
This dude is so fucking hateable. It's fruit. And look, Jeff's got 100 kids, and I got one or something. I don't know. Mine's grown now. I just kind of forget he's around. No, I'm just kidding. He's almost 20. He's got his own thing going on. All right? I'm just trying to get him out of the fucking house at this point. He goes, I want to buy a new car. So how about getting the fuck out of the house?
How about getting an apartment first?
Yeah. So I can move away.
Through a St. Jude's cancer ward. Let him take a walk through any cancer ward.
Shut up. How do you know he doesn't have someone in his family who's had cancer? How do you know that?
Shit. Good point.
Just a fucking sensitive woman. Damn it, Nancy.
He can see the parents crying. He can see the children losing their hair and in pain, hooked up to all these machines.
I'm fucking losing my hair. How about crying for me? Don't cry for me, Propecia.
Yeah, back out here live. In the past, Blind Tiger says that some of their inappropriate jokes have actually helped them create more business, get customers to come in who tell them they otherwise would not have come in if they didn't see the jokes written up on the sign.
Exactly.
But again, they say that they are going to be a little bit more sensitive in the future.
Shut up!
Jokes about people and their families. Meanwhile, Moore tells us that despite all the anger he does have for the person responsible for writing that, he would not wish this cancer on him or any of
you should only get cancer! Shut up. Get out of my life, you fruit. Quit trying to fucking force your sensitivity and beliefs on other people and your sense of humor on others. Just stop it. I'm alone. Does this place have a Twitter feed?
I don't know, but I'm going to their Facebook page right now. God damn it. And I can't type my own fucking name and password.
You fucking fat-fingered oaf.
Oh, yeah. Sausage fingers. McGee.
His family, because he says it is just that bad and such a terrible experience.
It's not. Shut up! It's not that bad.
Reporting live tonight, Doug Johnson, Fox 5 News.
Doug Johnson. I also hate Doug Johnson for handling the story with even the hint of seriousness it did not deserve. Fuck him and fuck this dude and.
Oh, shall we read all the posts?
Oh yes, can we please read some Facebook posts of these?
As the mom to a forever 10-year-old son, Connor, who passed away after battling childhood cancer for 3 years, your attempt at Super Bowl humor makes me literally sick to my stomach. Go spend a day on the oncology floors of any children's.
Shut up!
Do you want to see more? I don't.
It's not about you. It's not a joke isn't about you.
Let's see, that was Rhonda. The next one is D. Do you seriously think that making fun of sick kids is funny?
D's nuts.
D's nuts.
You heard me.
Yeah. Oh. Making fun of kids with cancer? Really poor judgment. Make fun of Denver, but my daughter was diagnosed at Peyton Manning Children's Hospital in Indianapolis. Spent 2 weeks inpatient there before we could bring her back home to Kansas City. Yeah. Okay.
They would have gotten the cancer diagnosis a week sooner, but the paper was intercepted.
My diagnosis was intercepted. Yes. Damn, I was hoping maybe they'd have more of their jokes posted up. I think I'll like this place and see what kind of reaction it gets on my
Please do.
Facebook page.
Please do. I'm going to as well, frankly. Because I I've had it with people trying to make everything about them. It's not about you.
It's not about you, people. Right? It's really
it's
not.
It's a restaurant trying to make a couple bucks by making a joke of the thing.
Bottom line, it's a restaurant. It's their marquee. They can put on it what they want. And you know what? If the general populace feels it's too offensive, they won't go in and buy the product. And you know what? The place will shut down.
Exactly.
But
which is capitalism, which is how it works in a society filled with adults.
Nobody's making fun specifically of your... Sorry.
Hot mic.
Nobody is specifically making fun of your sick kid, so just lighten up. Yes. Okay? Just lighten up, please.
It's not like they had a sign, you know, Becky Thomas, cancer kid can eat it. That's not what they did. That's not what they fucking did.
Peyton Manning couldn't beat Becky Thomas, you know? Yeah, no.
Well, at this stage of the game, probably not. I hope old John Elway is thinking toward the future at the quarterback position. Because he's not, because Peyton Manning is not
fucking
getting any younger.
Fucking wooden teeth Elway.
Fucking George Washington, denture John Elway. This one's for John. But George Washington sounded great with that fucking hunk of fucking human teeth and ivory kept in his skull. I bet he sounded terrific.
The Blind Tiger.
A country soft. All right, George. Shut up.
You tiger now. Come on, there's got to be somebody defending these people.
It's going to be us.
See, here you go. As the mother of a two-time childhood cancer survivor, I will start by saying this and hoping that you are at least intelligent enough to comprehend it. My daughter is the sweetest and most loving soul, but it's not about your daughter,
lady.
Not
about you. Exactly. Quit trying to personalize. It's not about your sick kid.
Your company represents the definition of sick, heartless, Oh, I'm sorry. That was a review of our show.
Those are kind of views we like, actually. We kind of like those reviews.
Oh, my God. I just want to find somebody with common sense, but I don't. Cold-hearted stupidity of your ways. How dare you use our babies as some kind of sick, disgusting
joke.
I want to find somebody that you know, has some common sense to this.
Do you see the thread? Me are my.
This is so awful and very mean. Why would your establishment have the audacity to post such an insensitive sign? Wow. Never have I been so appalled by such an arrogant sign.
Oh, Uncle Appalled.
Oh, what? Uncle Appalled.
Sure.
Oh, my God. Come on. Oh, now here we go. Dear management of Blind Tiger, although my daughter was never a St. Jude patient, she could have been if I'd have smacked her around enough. So it's not – her kid wasn't even there, and she's taking it personally.
If only we'd have fed her more lead paint as a child. Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Exactly. Sorry. Fuck this.